Good morning and welcome to the Friday, the 13th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll have our education spotlight with District 61, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and the Brinkotter Home Highlight. We'll also announce the winner of that Cardinals contest with J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. All that starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. A couple of raindrops on the windshield on the way in. That was it.
Yeah, I didn't see anything at all.
And it looks like the next 6 days look like really nice weather.
Oh, yeah.
Sunshine.
A little bit cooler today, too, which is going to be pleasant.
No, it'll be good. It's been too hot this week. All right, we are back here in the studios. And if you've missed any of the shows so far, podcasts are available at nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur app, the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcasts, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Our pleasure to welcome in studios with a couple of guests from District 61 for our education spotlight. Brooke Harris, a student services grant manager with the district. You guys in education have the longest titles. Who sits around and does all that? Can you get it on a business card?
Okay, and that's actually the short version of my title.
What's the long version?
SAMHSA Project Manager stands for Substance Abuse Mental Health Services.
You know, that's amazing. As long as you guys understand it, I guess that's all that matters, right?
Right.
you know, we are living in interesting times for sure. And there's a lot of people that are suffering and kids who are growing up in homes where there are problems. And kids got to still show up at school. And your job is, you know, to be there to educate them. And it's just a tough role today. Yeah. But a lot of stuff's happening. Dr. Frigo had his sort of state of the school address yesterday. You can find the whole deck of that, all of his presentation and an interview with Paul at nowdecatur.com. But I like kind of getting into the gritty, you know, and finding out what's happening on the ground level. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about parents today and leadership training. And give me a breakdown of the program, and then we'll introduce our other guests.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so what we have is the Parent Leadership Training Institute. I'm actually serving as the site coordinator for the district, just one of my many roles. With DPS 61. And so it's exciting right now because we're in the recruitment phase of parents. And so what this is a leadership program that will take them from being a parent to a parent leader. We've got 20 sessions for them. It's a 20-week curriculum. And there's a parent retreat on September the 28th. So we've been accepting applications. We've gotten a lot in. We're not actually at capacity. So if any parents hear this and are interested, they can definitely sign up.
Yeah. And then, of course, there'll be a podcast a little later today on Facebook and stuff. It's really easy to share out on social media and get that word out there.
Awesome.
So what's the requirement? Is there a cost? What's the deadline? All of those kind of things.
Right. Yeah. So there is no cost to the parents at all. And actually, just to kind of explain a little further, it's not just parents. It's anybody that's an advocate for youth. So you can be a grandparent. You can be an uncle, an aunt. You can have no children but just love children and want to advocate for them in some way. The idea with this program is that each parent or each participant will complete a community project. And that project is going to fill a gap in our community in way of services. And so you're going to hear from one of our graduates from the first cohort.
All right. So LaShonda Anderson's with us as well. Now, you are a graduate of this program.
I am.
All right. So walk me back, if you can. Okay. What made you sign up to begin with?
Well, I was asked to sign up for the Parent Leadership Training Initiative. And it was an opportunity for me to get involved in the community. I had a young child that had just started with Decatur Public Schools. And it was opportunity to be a leader in my community. And one of the things that they advocate is being that change agent. We also hear so much negative about our community. So why not be involved in something where you can make a positive, where you can make a turnaround in your community?
No doubt. And you know, the negative stuff is such a small contingency of people, but they are so loud. Mm-hmm. You know, that sometimes you buy into the perception that this loud voice is the reality, but that's not the case.
Right,
and all
right.
you have to do is go into one of our schools and spend some time there, and you'll see that. You know that as a parent. So what did you expect going in, and then what did it turn out to be? Was it a little different than what you thought?
Definitely. I didn't know what to expect. I was expecting this, you know, class environment where we had books and being lectured at, and it was completely opposite. You're in a room full of other parents, other guardians. They become your support system without you even knowing that. You have great facilitators. You learn about your community. You learn what a community is. You learn how laws are passed. You learn how to be a leader, how to make a change. Definitely something I would encourage anyone to be a part of. I mean, if you've ever been in a situation where, you know, why is this happening? Or why are they doing this? Or I don't like this. This is your opportunity to say, okay, well, how can I fix this? Or how can I be of help?
You know, isn't being empowered a wonderful thing? Because, you know, there's not much you can do about what the state of Illinois does or what right. happens in Washington, D.C. But that doesn't mean you give up on life. You just roll up sleeves and take it on yourself. And you can do a lot of things if you just sort of learn how to get plugged into how things operate. Opening eyes, right? I mean, because there's a lot of ignorance out there. I mean, you get on social media. Oh, my God. You know, and you, the only way you combat that is with knowledge and actual facts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which is what you get when you experience this. There's topics that are very intentional in teaching you about the local government and how it works, even federal government, how to get and speak in front of legislators. And so you're able to take maybe what was a concern for your child, learn how to have those civic and democracy skills to be able to really be that change agent and not just complain on social media. How do you then take it to the action steps? And that's what this program will do.
All right. So how you said it's 20 weeks?
Yeah, 20 weeks.
So that's quite a commitment.
It is a commitment.
Yeah.
And there's breaks in between. So we'll break for holidays when the students are out. They'll be out as well. So it's carried over the course of time. They can go to dps61.org. There is a link right on the front, on the front page.
Can we get that for the podcast? Can we put that up, Lindsay, so we can make it easy for folks?
Yeah,
all right. So
awesome.
What's the deadline then?
I'll take applications up until September 25th.
Okay, so there's a couple weeks.
Yeah, so they've got some time to get them in.
All right, and so the retreat happens first? Is that the first thing?
Yes, the retreat's September 28th all day, 8:30 to 4:30.
And where is that, and what does that consist of?
It's located at Milligan Futures, so we'll be down in the Old Tech Academy, second floor. We'll provide breakfast, lunch, snacks. We'll also provide transportation and child care. We make it as easy as possible.
Take all the excuses away. Yeah.
All the barriers. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So what did you... What did the other folks in the class with you? I mean, did you feel like you sort of learned as a group? You know, I mean, you were kind of in it as a group, you know, or did people have different takeaways? I mean, how did it just, you know, not having been in there, I'm interested in like the dynamic, how it worked.
You learn that you have more in common with people that you didn't expect.
Always in life, always.
You have a new community now. So you're pulling strengths from one another. You're learning from one another. You're encouraging one another. You're supporting people in their projects. The last cohort, we also had mentors, and they were able to check in on you to make sure that you were understanding the process, if there was any help that you need while doing your community project. It was great because you got to demonstrate your leadership skills, strengths that you didn't even know that you had, public speaking skills. So it was a wonderful opportunity.
All right. So where do the mentors come from?
Yeah. So we have individuals that serve on our civic design team, and they're from all organizations and agencies within Decatur. So we've got representatives from Crossing Healthcare, Decatur Library, Sheriff's Office, Milliken University. I'm just trying to go down the list in my head.
Yeah, but a wide variety.
Yeah, and everybody will still receive a mentor with this cohort as well.
Okay, and then the Community Impact Project, is that a new thing, or did you guys do this?
They did that, and I want to let LaShonda talk about hers.
Yeah, what did you work on?
My project was a special needs resource fair here in Decatur, and it was a fair for individuals with disabilities, connecting them with organizations that provide resources and services in our community.
Okay, and so, you know, putting stuff together, is, you know, we do a lot of events. Outside in, everybody always wants to tell you how to do them. They're not as easy as
right.
You just like write it down on paper. It doesn't just happen.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So why was that subject so near and dear to your heart?
I have two boys with special needs.
Okay.
I'm a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And when I started PLTI, we were going through the diagnosis process for my youngest son. So as a parent, you know, at the time, my best friend was Google. You know,
you're looking up everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm sure I'm not the only parent that's doing this.
Yeah.
You know, trying to find resources and services. You know, you don't get a handbook to say, you know, this is what you need to do. So I thought, okay, let's bring something to Decatur where parents and persons could get information and resources and see what's in our community.
It is amazing to me in this age of information, you know, when there is so much out there at your fingertips, yet there's still a lot of people walking around without the knowledge, right? And we all can do a better job connecting those dots, I think. To me, I really got a wake-up call when we introduced the Duane Andrews Ag Academy, you know, a year and a half ago. And you know, what I saw as this job career path for kids, particularly kids in District 61 that might not have been exposed to this at all, And immediately there was this outcry of, well, we don't farm, we're not farmers. And it's like, okay, wait a minute, we really have to do some education, because that's only like 1.5% of the jobs that we're talking. You know, we got kids that are 2 miles away from ADM, don't even know what ADM does, mm-hmm. and don't realize the careers are there. But man, in a year and a half, now we're 350 kids in that academy. We're going to be the largest FFA chapter. All the stuff they said we couldn't do, we did, because if you get out, you talk to people, and instead of yelling at each other, you say, no, let me explain to you how this really works, and these kids are going to have, you know, career paths, and real jobs right here in Decatur. So it's about combating, you know, I don't mean ignorance in a pejorative way, but just people not having the knowledge. And then the go-to move is to be defensive or cynical, and social media seems just so built for that. But it also makes it easy to get your message out and communicate the right way. So the deadline, once again, September 25th.
Yeah, so September 25th.
Okay, and this is a 20-week commitment, but you'll provide, you'll make sure that they can do this no matter what.
Right, yeah, we'll do transportation, meals. We do a family dinner, which is a really nice component, so they can come straight from work. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. The retreat's an all-day thing, but like the 10 weeks of classes, the first 10 weeks. Like,
those are Thursday nights.
Okay, so it's a 1 week.
1 week.
1 day a week.
1 day a week. Yeah. Thursday nights, 5 to 5:30 is the family dinner, and then 5:30 to 8:30 are the classes. So the children that come, and they can be of any age, will have something appropriate for teenagers as well. They'll be going through similar experiences, but on their level. So they'll be right next door, so parents can check in on them as they need to, and then parents will be in a class. Going through the different coursework and activities.
Well, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And get a few more words in your title, because you don't have enough.
Yeah, I need a few more.
You're going to need like 6 business cards to hand out. And LaShonda, what a pleasure meeting you. And thank you for your bravery.
Can you plug
her
date real quick?
I'm sorry.
She's got an upcoming resource fair.
Oh, yeah. I thought that it already took place. I'm sorry.
I did. Last year was the first fair.
Okay.
This will probably be an annual event. So the second annual is October 5th. At MacArthur High School from 9 a.m. to noon.
Okay, that's a Saturday, so and out of MacArthur.
Events. Yes.
And so people can come out if they have questions, if they want to find out what's available. Yes. You're just connecting people to to resources.
Yes.
Well, good
we
for
have
you.
Over 30 organizations, and it's a free event for our community.
Well, if it's annual, see, you've done it very well, because they want you back.
Right.
Yeah?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, keep it up. Great work, guys. We'll put the podcast up and the link for you to go straight to District 61's website to sign up for this program. Pretty cool. PLTI. And that is a great thing. We really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with Mark Topper and so much more. Stay tuned.
Today we have a partly sunny skies, highs around 82 degrees. We have a very slight chance we could see some isolated sprinkles, showers this morning. And then tonight, clear, lows around 57. For your Saturday, sunny highs near 82. Sunday, mostly sunny highs near 86 degrees. It is 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and